To gain visibility and control over your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months from NetSuite by Oracle. Go to netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, February 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Millions of Americans have a side hustle to make a few extra bucks. And in a lot of cases, that amount falls under the threshold where they'd have to pay taxes on that income. But recent changes in Washington have called into question whether people under that level actually owe money to Uncle Sam.
In late December, the IRS delayed for a year a new law requiring companies like Venmo or platforms like eBay, Etsy, and Airbnb to send tax forms to users who make more than $600 in revenue.
On today's show, Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ashleya Ebling will sort out when people have to report their side income to the IRS and when they don't. That's after the break.
Here's what's trending now. You can defer payments of a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite, gaining visibility and control over their financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. February 1st through March 15th, everything you need to reduce manual processes, boost efficiency, build forecasts, and increase productivity. Whether your business generates millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months at netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Filing your taxes is confusing enough, but for people who also have a side job, sold some clothing from their closet on eBay, or who rented a house on Airbnb, some thorny rules about paying taxes raise question marks. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ashleya Ebling has been going through the rules, and she joins me now. Hey, Ashleya, thanks very much for being with us.
Nice to be here.
So, Ashleya, just help us understand the basics here. What did the IRS do that affects people with side gigs or sold items online?
So in late December, the IRS delayed for a year a new law requiring companies like Venmo or platforms like eBay, Etsy, and Airbnb to send tax forms to users who make more than $600 in revenue. The old law, which still applies now to money earned through 2022, said platforms had to send the form only if a user received more than $20,000 in revenue and had more than 200 transactions. So in most cases, employers will send a form 1099 NEC to independent contractors. Say you're a website designer and you design a website for a restaurant. The restaurant would send you that tax form listing the income, and there's long been a $600 threshold for those forms. The 1099K is different. Payment processors like Venmo and gig platforms like eBay send users the 1099Ks, which account for an individual user's payments. That could be a dog walker, a piano teacher, or someone reselling streetwear.
Okay, well, that sounds like a bit of relief for people who made some money on the side, you know, under $600. But why are they still on the hook to pay taxes on that money? How's the IRS finding out about that money?
So it's only the reporting rules that have changed. You always owe taxes on your taxable income, whether you're sent a 1099K form or not.
All right, so if you make less than $600, is a form being sent to the IRS indicating that you made that money?
So less than $600, no.
Okay, so if that's the case, are we talking about the honor system here? You know, people pay the taxes if they feel like it?
That is the whole point. That's why Congress put this new lower $600 threshold in for the app-based gig income. They're trying to keep taxpayers honest and get at unreported income.
Oh, okay. So for people who don't receive one of these 1099 forms in the mail, where would they enter the numbers representing the money on their tax return?
So that gets a little tricky. If it's business income, it goes on Schedule C. If it's rental income, say from Airbnb, it goes on Schedule E. If you're
now, Ashleya, it sounds like I need a tax accountant degree to work through this.
Luckily, tax software will guide you through all this. You're still the one who has to put all the entries in, so you need good record keeping.
Yeah, sounds like this could be quite a bit of paperwork for some people. But I mean, if you clean out your closet, do you have to pay taxes on every piece of clothing you sell?
Generally, you don't have to report personal items sold at a loss on your tax return. So if you sell clothing for less than you originally paid, there's no tax owed, nothing to report. On the other hand, if you sold the clothing for more than what you originally paid, that gain is taxable.
Now, you mentioned Venmo a moment ago. Are people expected to pay taxes on every cent of income they earn on a site like Venmo? Like, what if I go out to dinner with a few friends and I pay the bill, and then my friends, as they say, Venmo me?
You're not expected in that case to pay taxes. It could show up on a 1099-K, though. So if you get one in the mail and you're reimbursed for something and it shows up on the form, you can list it as Form 1099-K received an error. It all sounds complex, but the IRS has actually released really detailed examples in a Frequently Asked Questions page.
All right. And so what else should people keep in mind?
For landlords and Airbnb hosts, any rent that a tenant pays counts as taxable income. So it's really important that they keep records of expenses, including property repairs and maintenance, which are deductible. There's one federal tax exemption for renters. It lets homeowners rent out their residence for 2 weeks or less a year. A tax pro in California I spoke to said he had a client who rented out a cabin for $50,000 for 10 days and didn't have to pay taxes on that at all.
And the deadline to file your taxes this year is Tuesday, April 18th. That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ashleya Ebling. Ashleya, thanks again for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Who do you trust for career advice? Your friend? Your partner? Your coworker? How about the biggest name in business reporting? I'm Erin Delmore, host of the As We Work podcast from the Wall Street Journal. We're talking to the experts and to workers making their way to get you the advice you need to improve your work life and advance your career. Subscribe to As We Work wherever you get your podcasts.